Twitter, Twitter. For a section, Twitter.
If you are intentional, Twitter is a great place to find startup companies, DM decision makers, market and broadcast your job hunt, share pitch videos to companies, follow your curiosity and create value. Learn more on how to network on Twitter, blog post on careerhackers.com. Yeah, the broadcast your job hunt is a secret that few people realize, where there's an assumption we have often in our culture of the job hunt must be private. Why not make it public? Why not share with the world what you're doing and you're pitching a certain company, especially if you make a custom creative video, and then you tweet at them that video. And then your luck surface area could increase. There could be another company that sees that, and then they actually come to you. So broadcasting yourself is an opportunity. Compound your worth. Would you rather have $1 million in 1 month or a penny doubled every day for a month? The latter will be 5 times more than the former. The same goes with self-growth. How can you grow just a little each day? Know the value of compounding your worth, a post by Isaac on Career Hackers. Quote from the article, how do you improve even by just a little each day? By doing. What things matter to you? What do you want to produce or be skilled at? Once you pick something, just do it. Do a little every day. Yeah, I did the math on this. I checked it. One penny doubled every day is $5 million. So it shows this value of incremental, accumulative, compounding growth. Don't underestimate those little things. Gretchen Rubin said, what matters more is what we do every day than the things we do once in a while. So there's a lot of potential in trusting the process. Learn to code. You can do it. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you are motivated and you dive deep. For example, it only takes 30 hours of focused concentration to learn to read, but the standardized school system makes it take way longer. Well, same with career launch. You don't need to spend years and years going to get a degree. To learn to code, you can join a bootcamp like Coding Temple, rated best coding bootcamp in 2021 by Career Karma, and you can learn marketable skills fast. They have part-time, full-time, and self-paced options. You can dive into software engineering, data analysis, blockchain. If you're not sure which is right for you, you can schedule a call with admissions. Successful grads have entered the program from a wide array of ages, backgrounds, and career levels. They work at companies like LinkedIn, Salesforce. Future-proof your career. Learn more now. Use code CAREERHACKERS for the following discounts on tuition: $250 for part-time and self-paced, and $500 for full-time courses. So a testimonial from Tatiana, 2022 grad. She says, as a true beginner coming from a completely different background, I'm so glad I went with Coding Temple. They have unbelievable support here for their students and also for their grads. The staff are amazing. The instructors are down to earth, relatable, endlessly patient, and knowledgeable. The postgrad support is unlike anything I've ever expected, just above and beyond. My only regret is not joining sooner. Yeah, so it only takes 30 hours to learn to read. And that's what a coding bootcamp like Coding Temple is also showing with a skill like coding, that you don't need to be going through years and years and years and years of training in order to prepare yourself for a career. You can dive in and immerse yourself and focus, surround yourself with people who are supporting you and doing the same work and who can mentor you, and just dive in and focus on one topic and you can build that skill. Unfortunately, in school, you're taught to just go from class to class to learn this one subject for 45 minutes, bell rings, boom, 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 and then so you don't actually get in a flow state. But if you are following your intrinsic motivation and you're interested in coding, then boom, it's just fast. You learn fast. You can learn anything fast if you're obsessed with it, right? Quote of the day, don't just say you have read books. Show that through them, you have learned to think better, to be a more discriminating and reflective person. Books are the training weights of the mind. They are very helpful, but it would be a bad mistake to suppose that one has made progress simply by having internalized their contents. Epictetus. Yeah. What are you applying when you read? Are you actually growing and integrating and applying and manifesting what you are learning? So that goes for reading this newsletter, listening to this podcast. Consuming is one element, but what's underrated, I believe, is the element of reflection and processing data, taking that walk and churning on the information that you just listened to in the podcast an hour before and figuring out how that can apply for your actual life and then doing things, right? All right, y'all. You can go to superchargecareer.com because we have our big two-day event coming up next week, October 19th and 20th. Superchargecareer.com. We're going to have amazing guests. Amazing. We're going to have Jed and Marley talking about how to sell yourself on the job hunt. We're going to have Lindsay Mustaine, who was a recruiter at Amazon. She's going to talk about how to boost that salary, negotiate that, how to ask for that raise, even in a recession, right? So we have a Supercharge Your Career and a Shit Economy event, superchargecareer.com, or just go to careerhackers.com and you can click the banner at the top. All right, y'all, we'll see you there. And thanks for listening. Cheers.